This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio today, our friend and return guest, almost frequent guest, I would say, we have the one, the only Carolyn Wilson with the Rocky Mountain PACE program. Thank you so much for coming back and joining us, Carolyn.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here anytime you ask me.
Well, and you keep coming back. So
I know.
I guess that means we're comfortable and not too intimidating, or it means the content is really good and we actually have some really neat stuff to talk about. But for folks who maybe haven't heard you on the show in the past, you know, I always like to lead with, you know, take a few moments, share with our listeners just a little bit about your background. What sparked this passion to lead you to whatever it is you do today? And we're going to dive into that, too. But how'd you get here?
Well, I had a career in education, and I retired from that early, which was a mistake because I got quite bored. So I wanted to work for a nonprofit, and I went and worked for another nonprofit that is in the area for about 3 years, and all that while I was scoping out the best nonprofits, and I found Rocky Mountain PACE, and I wanted to work there very badly because I love what they do for seniors in the Pikes Peak region.
Fantastic, and we're going to learn what they do, what you do at the PACE program here. So, I mean, tell our listeners, you know, what is PACE?
So, PACE is a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. We provide all medical, dental, vision, hearing, any kind of medical care people would need, including specialty care such as hospitalization, specialty doctors, and transportation to and from medical appointments for all of our participants.
Okay, fantastic. So exactly how the name sounds, Program for All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And for folks who might be tuning in and listening who don't live in the state of Colorado, this is a relatively new concept, or this type of program is new, and it's catching on in communities across the country, and there's a reason for it, because it makes sense. So, you know, what's the overall mission or kind of vision of PACE?
So our company is Rocky Mountain Healthcare Services, and our program is the PACE program. Our mission is to provide a high-quality, cost-effective, person-centered service to improve lives, optimize wellness, and promote independence for those who are underserved.
Independence. It's a interesting word that we hear a lot when it comes to seniors. How important is that promotion or that focus on preserving independence for the folks that you work with, for seniors in general?
You know, Greg, my mom and dad are both in their 90s, and they are the greater generation, and they don't want to leave their home. They don't want to be dependent on anyone else. They don't want to do anything that is going to take away from that independency. So I think it's the same with seniors in the Pikes Peak region. What we want to do is we want to help people to stay independent and in their homes as long as possible by providing them great medical care, some in-home care, transportation to and from medical services. It's a wonderful program.
All right. That makes sense. And you're exactly right. I mean, I think people want to age in place. That's kind of the buzz terminology that we hear and have used over the past couple decades. But at least the 20 years that I've been doing this, I've never met anybody who said, yeah, you know, take away my independence and put me in a nursing home, right?
No way.
It's not something that you typically hear. So, you know, the focus and you know, intertwining that with your mission and your vision makes makes perfect sense. Now, you said something that I found interesting, and I'm just going to highlight. I'm going off script here.
Oh, boy.
You said the greater generation, and I love that. I love that. We've heard the term for our elderly population, the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. You said greater, which is phenomenal. You want to shed any more light on that? And I agree completely. Absolutely the greater generation. But what an interesting and unique way to
Well, I'll tell you what. I am a baby boomer, and I just grew up knowing the sacrifice that our greatest generation gave for us.
Yeah.
And I have so much respect for them. And my dad is 99, wow. And he is the most joyous human being. They are just a great generation.
A different way of life, a different pace of life.
Yes.
It's a different way of thinking and approaching daily things that come up. But what a unique term. I have not heard that before, and I love it. The greater generation.
They are.
So PACE is established here in the Colorado Springs community. Mm-hmm. When and how did it all start here?
It all started here with a little health care in 1976.
Wow.
And through the years, it grew and it got bigger, and there were other programs attached to it. But overall, serving the senior population has been a consistent throughout all of these years with the PACE program.
And have the needs increased over time as well for our senior population?
Absolutely. In fact, pre-pandemic, we had around 635 participants. And now we are serving over 900 participants.
Wow.
And we will soon be opening another clinic up north.
Okay, so this is exciting. Do you have any more details to share on that expansion? So you're going to be opening up another, you know, clinic, another hub, if you will, for the PACE program up north. So this is going to kind of have a focus on the northern part of town or the residents up there?
Right. So we have been servicing all of our seniors at one clinic right there down at Pikes Peak and Parkside. And it's a beautiful center and big and happy, and we wanted to be able to move up north for people who are living up there so they wouldn't have to be on our buses for a long amount of time. So we have purchased another building that's up at Explorer and Research, and that is going to be our PACE at Explorer building. It is right now being renovated and getting ready for current PACE participants and then future PACE participants that may be in our northern regions of El Paso County.
Fantastic. Big things happening
yeah.
for the PACE program. Carolyn, I want to make sure we get the phone number out a couple times during today's show for our listeners who might want to reach out to you, learn a little bit more about you and your team and the PACE program. What is the best way that they can get in touch with you?
So you can find out anything you need to know about the PACE program with just one phone number. That's 719-314-2327.
All right. I know you briefly mentioned it. You know, what services are offered under PACE?
So we have all kinds of services. We have, of course, our primary medical care, all specialty medical care, including dental, vision, and hearing, medical clinic specialization. Our whole medical clinic specializes in older adults care. So we have people who know what they're doing. We have a day center. It's a day health center, and there's recreational therapy going on where our seniors can go and play games and do crafts and have a great meal there. We have our own culinary team on site. We have our own case management services, and they support transitions in care. Behavioral health, home health care, personal care, emergency hospital, nursing home care when that's needed, and transportation services.
So you pretty much named anything that a senior might need as they embark on the aging process and work their way through the aging process. With that being said, I mean, who's appropriate for the PACE program? How do I know if it's right for me?
So this is a program that people need to qualify for, but don't worry. I suggest you go ahead and call that number, 719-314-2327, and talk to our intake specialists about whether or not this is a good idea for you. So we service people who are 55 or older, and they're residents of El Paso County that live in 24 zip codes that we service. And that's anywhere from Fountain to Manitou, all the way up north. And we service that entire area. They need extra help with daily activities. And maybe they would be eligible for some nursing home care, but we don't want them in a nursing home. We want them.
Well, they don't want to be either.
No, home and independent, so we can help them.
And I tell you, it's a concept that continues to grow, is maintaining and preserving that independence. In the big picture of it, you know, from an insurance or a Medicare or a Medicaid or a cost of care perspective, right, it's actually more affordable to stay at home than to end up in a nursing home. And if you can utilize and integrate a comprehensive, really, menu of services that are fine-tuned to your needs. I mean, this is personalized care. This is individualized care. If you can get what you need when you need it at home, it's a win-win for everybody. It really is. So wonderful. And then the next question I had was what areas you service, but really it's from the very north to the very south of our community.
It really is. And another thing is, if you're a caregiver and you're caring for an older person who could benefit from our services, it wouldn't hurt to call that number, 719-314-2327, and just find out if we can help the
person. I want to give kudos to your intake specialist and the team that answers the phones when you call, because you've really taken upon yourselves to become experts in resources for our community. So even if it's something where maybe right now we don't qualify or are eligible for the PACE program and some of the benefits, you're going to help connect the dots with what they need, and not just say, no, we can't help you, and send them on their way. You actually take the time to listen to what their needs are and help connect the dots and get them in touch with resources.
Thank you for recognizing that, Greg, because our people in intake are absolutely, there is nothing they haven't heard. They know everything about the law, and they will be able to help.
I love it. And phone number, one more time, let's get it out.
719-314-2327.
Fantastic. You're listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO. Our friend Carolyn Wilson with the Rocky Mountain PACE program in the studio today. The crowd goes wild. At least we're going wild here, which is wonderful. But I want to dive deeper, Carolyn. I really do. You know, I want to dive, in depth to discuss some of the care that you provide. And you know, doing research for today's show and having you on in the past, there's really kind of different needs that PACE specializes in impacting for your participants in the program. And the first one I want to ask you about, you know, how does PACE impact a member's social needs?
So it's up to the participant if they would like to take advantage of this part of our program, but we have a beautiful day center. It's just like any other senior center that you may go to. They have food there. They have drinks. People take care of them. They wait on them, bring them their coffee and their juice, and they can play cards, they can play bingo. There's all kinds of great activities there because we have our own recreational therapists that work very hard to make sure that we have programming that are going to enrich their time at the PACE Center. Also, we have crafts, we have our own chaplain. If spiritual guidance is needed for anyone or requested, it's just a wonderful place. So when people come to our clinic and they're maybe there for a medical appointment or something, they're not just going to be sitting in a waiting room. Yeah. We have interactions with lots of other people where they could interact as much or as little as they want to. But there is always something going on at our PACE Center.
And I want to highlight that. I mean, there is value to not being isolated. And that's a problem that we see so often for our senior citizens, is that isolation that comes, especially if you lose a loved one and you're widowed and you're at home by yourself. Even just being around other people, even if you choose not to necessarily participate in the crafts or the bingo or the games or whatever the case may be, just the presence of other humans and people really does wonders, and I want to give more kudos. This is a day about kudos for the PACE program, but your team really pivoted during the pandemic days, and I hate that we're still talking about it so much, but I mean, it's still a reality and still fresh in everybody's mind, but you pivoted to, when you couldn't have that community center open, your team pivoted to still make those touch points and interact and to make sure that your participants weren't isolated.
We did, and I think you're absolutely right in giving kudos to our group. Our executive team spent maybe a day kind of figuring out what was going to happen, and then the next day there was a plan in place, and we were delivering meals to our participants, and we were calling them and sending them newsletters and informational pieces so they knew what was going on. We really don't want our elderly to be isolated or in their homes. We want them out and about. And so we were with them every moment we could be for that socialization piece.
I love it. And thank you to you and your team for everything that you do and have done. Now, we touched on social needs. Let's talk about support needs. How do you and the team at PACE impact a member's support needs?
The nice thing about the PACE program is it is not a cookie cutter program. It is individually based. So we have an IDT, which is an interdisciplinary care team for each individual person who is a participant. And they don't talk about other people's needs. They only talk about that participant's needs. And let's say you have someone with memory issues, they're going to have a different care than someone who has a heart condition. So it's very important that that interdisciplinary team takes care of everything that's going on with that participant. And even as we grow, we include more teams rather than to put more people in those existing teams.
I love it. That makes perfect sense. And moving on to the different needs that you're addressing, wellness. What does PACE do for a participant's wellness?
Well, we look at their specific needs. Of course, they have some preliminary appointments just to see where they are and kind of to look at which medications they're taking and is that the right medication for them? And is this a person who really needs transportation to move around or are they still independently driving themselves? It's everything about that person. It really is all inclusive for that person.
Fantastic. And lastly, medical. You touched on, you mentioned dental, vision, hearing, medical, emergency,
everything.
Like that's everything anybody would need from a medical or health perspective.
It really is. We have our own medical staff. We have doctors and nurses and PAs and MAs and CNAs that work with us. And these are people who are the core of Rocky Mountain PACE. They are the people who have that passion to work with seniors and make sure that each senior's day is the best day they can have.
I love it. And this goes back to that support where you mentioned that IDT or that interdisciplinary team that's assigned to each individual.
Absolutely.
I would imagine having all of these medical needs met under one roof or one organization under the PACE program. What does that do for quality of care? I mean, oftentimes when we're looking at the healthcare, it's so siloed out and my cardiologist doesn't talk to my primary doctor who doesn't know anything about the ER visit that I had 2 weeks ago. And everything is so siloed out and disconnected where you're getting treated on partial information from that healthcare professional who doesn't have the full picture. So, I mean, does this actually improve quality, I would imagine?
It absolutely does. So, for instance, when I go to my doctor probably has 2,000 patients, and I get that 10 minutes. At Rocky Mountain Pace, each interdisciplinary team takes care of about 200 participants.
Okay.
And they are able to give them that individualized care that they need. So if we can treat them at the PACE Center, great. But let's say that we need to work with one of our community partners, one of our community hospitals, then we will make sure that that happens as well. And the greatest thing is our seniors have one phone call, one phone number to set up anything that they need. And it's that 719-314-2327 number. They call that number and they can be seen the same day. They can get any kind of care that they need. It's really great.
I love it. And you just mentioned the term community partners. And here's my kudos again for Carolyn and the PACE
wow.
team. But I mean, truly being a resource. Community partners, you have partnered with the best of the best organizations and providers in our community, where this really is a collaborative approach. And you've invited other experts and professionals and resources from the community into your world to say, look, let's do this together in an all-inclusive way to provide the best possible experience ever. So again, kudos, because it takes a village. That term, it takes a village, it really does. Mm-hmm. But when the village is all on the same page and on the same map, at least, changes everything.
That's what's great about the Pikes Peak region. Everyone who works with seniors, we work together. We don't work in competition because we all want what's best for our senior community in the Pikes Peak region.
Fantastic. Now, what are the key benefits of participating in the PACE program for your members or participants?
So the great thing about PACE, there are so many things, but I will touch on our main things. One phone number gets you anyone you need to talk to at PACE. If you are a participant, you are never alone. There is always, if you are not able to get directly to your care team, you can always call your social worker and get your message through that way. We work so hard on making sure our transportation and scheduling team knows exactly where every member of our team is, not just our participants, but our team members who work with PACE. We really want to be the leading PACE provider in the nation, and we're doing everything we can to take us that direction.
Fantastic. And again, who's eligible for PACE? I mean, who's eligible to participate? Sign me up, but I don't think I'm eligible. I don't fall into the elderly category. But
you know what? A lot of people, you just can't tell. It depends. But we do service people who are 55 and older.
55 and older.
Yep. And they have to be in the El Paso County. They have to live within our zip codes. And they need to actually have an address with that zip code. And they need some kind of extra help with daily living activities. So that could be anything. That could be cognitive, behavioral health, or physical health. You know, you just can't tell by looking at people.
No, you can't.
And then they need to be eligible for a nursing home, but we don't want them in a nursing home. We want them living independently. So we are with them every stage of their lives at Rocky Mountain Pace.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've listened to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to the criteria that I need. I've listened to the key benefits. I'm interested in enrolling in the program. What is the process for getting enrolled in the program?
So the first thing you do is you call that phone number. That's 719-314-2327. You're going to talk with Miss Melinda, and she is going to ask you a few just preliminary questions. And then she is going to offer for one of our intake specialists who are so well trained in knowing what's going on with intake, to come out to your home and talk to you personally about your issues, your concerns, everything related to you. And then it's up to you whether or not you want to enroll in the program. But if you do enroll in the program, you need to know that in most cases, it will be a no-cost program.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is mostly no cost.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't happen often, but if for some reason I enroll in the program, and it's just not right for me, and I want to go back to my, you know, my regular health care system and cycle and insurance and all of that, I'm not locked in for life, right? I don't have to be a PACE member forever.
You do not. You have the freedom of choice. And, you know, not a lot of people leave the program voluntarily, but, you know, if they move out of our service area or something like that, they are absolutely able to move and leave us.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. As we start to run a little bit low on time, I want to highlight something that I think we talked about last time we had you on before the event, but really you do an annual fundraising event.
We do.
And it is your annual Chef's Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
You had that, I believe, in May of this past year.
We did.
Tell us, how did the event go?
It was so spectacular. We had around 600 people there. And it's a unique program where we get local chefs from all over Colorado Springs to come in and provide, at no cost to us, their best bite for people to try. And then the people in attendance get to go around and try all the chefs' offerings. And at the end of the evening, we have gold, silver, and bronze medals for our top chefs. It is so much fun because most of the evening is socializing and talking with people and eating great food and learning about what the PACE program is all about.
Absolutely. And congratulations on another year of success with it. They can, our listeners can stay in touch with you and your team to learn when that information is released for the upcoming year's event. But it really is kind of the event on the calendar that everybody looks forward to every year.
Because it's
you get
a lot
to eat such amazing food all in one place and, of course, for a good cause. Mm-hmm. As we run low on time here, you know, what's the biggest takeaway you want to leave for our listeners today?
You know, we are always looking for people with a passion to work with seniors. So if you, especially if you have medical background, or let's say that you're comfortable driving a van, or you just want to work with reception or anything, even a culinary person, we would love to have you come over to Rocky Mountain PACE and join us, because we are a best workplace in Colorado Springs. And it really is. I've finished up 4 years with Rocky Mountain PACE, and it is an excellent place to work. So we want people who want to be there. Just give us a call at that number, 719-314-2327. And if you're a caretaker or a person who knows someone who would qualify for our program or benefit from everything we have to offer, please give us a call.
Fantastic. Carolyn Wilson with the Rocky Mountain PACE program. Thank you once again for joining us on Senior Talk. We'll be sure to have you back on certainly again before your annual fundraising event. But thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us today.
Thank you, Greg. Anytime.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Again, we're a resource and here to help get you pointed in the right direction with all of your senior care needs. So whether you need home care or a referral or a recommendation for another trusted community partner, 719-362-0094 is the best way to reach us. And be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. and now Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company.